All right. Now, the man who stands by the groom at the wedding is called a
best man.
And the girl who stands by the bride is the, should have a name for that?
I've heard it called, but I didn't have all them folks at my wedding, so I didn't go with through it.
Did you ever have, like, after the wedding was over, a bunch of loud, noisy people coming around the house or something like that?
Shivery and people, yeah. I've done that.
Yeah.
Got shot at, too.
Really?
Yeah. Shivery and a fellow one night, and he come out, and I was on the opposite side of the house, but he come out with his pistol, bow, 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 and not a mighty people passed me a fly. I stayed there. So I went back around the house and told the man, I said, you acting the fool. I said, we were just having fun. All you had to do was tell us to go. You didn't have to scare some of the girls to death.
Yeah.
He said, well, you get going with them. I did.
Okay.
Some of them scared damn out of death.
And that, a group of people like that, say, that might gather around, you'd call them a...
For serenading people or something like that?
Well, just for any sort of occasion, when you got a bunch of people gathered around, you'd call that a...
Group of people?
Yeah.
A group got together, something like that?
Or, okay. Did you ever have any, like when you were young, you'd go out in the evening, did you ever have any big get-togethers for young people, or where you'd go out and do it?
Oh yeah, when we was kids, that's all we had to do. You understand, there was no picture shows, or might have been some, but we didn't know nothing about them, and they were silent if you did go. And it's quite a ways from here to town, you know. So we'd get together and have watermelon cutting, have candy pullings, and play games of all kinds. And well, there was always something to do, you know.
Yeah.
But quite a bit different than it is nowadays.
Uh-huh.
There was no beer there, whiskey or wine or stuff like that, see.
Yeah. And what would you call that if you got together and kind of moved around the floor?
Well, we never did have dances. Most all ours was kind of religious gatherings, you know. We didn't believe in dances. The people that sponsored them are the people that, we didn't have such thing as chaperones them days to go with you, but where we held our party or whatever, well, it's pretty well looked after the older people.
Okay. You say that the week after Labor Day, school, is that, what happens after Labor Day?
Well, we say school commences a certain day.
Okay.
Like the 7th or 10th or 15th or whatever, September or August or whatever it might be. See, that's commencement day when they start.
And then in June?
Well, that was called a graduation most all the time. But
yeah. That was when school?
Closed, yeah.
Okay. Okay. What would you say if a boy left school? Or didn't go to school one day?
Well, it's called dropouts now, but back in my day, he was kind of considered a deserter, deserted school, wouldn't go to school.
Yeah.
Didn't believe in it then.
Yeah, but you say if he didn't go to school or he cut a class, you'd say he was...
absent? Or,